E la Mobile Content Creation, ma assieme a me c'è
Elena Indersetti. Buongiorno,
buongiorno Elena.
Buongiorno e buon anno.
Buon anno, buon 2019. Gli smartphone, come avevamo preconizzato, stanno per morire, ma noi la rivoluzione col telefonino in mano la dobbiamo ancora iniziare, per cui facciamola, e facciamola con una notizia. C'è una notizia da darti, Elena.
Dimmi tutto.
Allora, dal 3 al 7 di aprile,
sì,
sarò uno degli speaker del Festival Internazionale del Giornalismo di Perugia.
Evviva, evviva,
evviva, evviva.
Evviva veramente.
Evviva, evviva. Dai, fai la faccia un po' più, come dire,
la faccia?
Evviva.
La voce, yuppi.
Yuppi. Evviva. Ma ti dirò di più. Sarò impegnato in un panel che è proprio da Moio Days e da Moio Life, sarà un panel su come si fa business con il mobile journalism, con la mobile content creation e col telefonino, e sarò assieme a Rob Montgomery.
Evviva veramente.
Evviva veramente, perché è uno dei migliori mobile journalist e mobile journalist trainer, professor d'Europa e del mondo, è di base a Berlino, è un americano di Chicago, dopo una carriera nei media ha deciso di dedicarsi al mobile journalism e alla mobile content creation, e ha scritto un libro, sai che non mi ricordo il titolo di sto benedetto libro, comunque ha scritto un libro che credo sia video storytelling with a smartphone, una roba del genere. Aspetta che andiamo a cercarlo.
Lo sto cercando.
Cercalo tu, ecco, in questo intro un po' spilenco di inizio anno, ma anche c'è un raffreddore, Rob Montgomery, che racconterà le sue esperienze e anche le esperienze di storytelling che ha realizzato e le tipologie di storytelling che possono essere diciamo sviluppate per
smartphone video storytelling.
Come?
Smartphone video storytelling.
Sì, vabbè, adesso ti rivelerò una cosa. Sono talmente rimbambito che ho fatto questa figura anche con lui, perché dopo lo stacco ci regalo a tutti quanti una straordinaria chiacchierata con Rob Montgomery. Smartphone video storytelling, il suo libro.
Ma è l'età, caro, l'età.
Sì, per fortuna ho la giovane, bella e come dire, intelligentissima in Versetti,
giovane,
che segue come fosse una badante.
Vabbè, a posto stiamo allora, a posto. Ottimo.
Rob Montgomery, l'autore di Smartphone Video Storytelling, a chiacchierare con noi, perché io e lui, una strana coppia, saremo i mobile journalist, diciamo, più accreditati allo spaccio di questa cultura durante il Festival del Giornalismo di Perugia dal 3 al 7 di aprile del 2017. Ciao Elena, dopo lo stacco.
Ciao.
E quindi abbiamo detto che l'ospite di oggi è un ospite un po' particolare, è uno dei più grandi esponenti del mobile journalism e della mobile content creation in Europa. Buongiorno a Rob Montgomery. Buongiorno, good morning Rob.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, buongiorno. So we will share a very peculiar experience in Perugia, but we will talk about this at the end of our chat. First of all, let
us, give it a chance to present yourself, your story, and your project, what you're doing inside this peculiar field of mobile content creation.
Yeah, it will be great to see you in Perugia. As you know, with the Italian journalists, we've had many workshops and in Perugia for free for years, so it'll be fun to talk more about that towards the end. But that's just part of my journey, is of course sharing what I learn with journalists, with professional educators, with students, and I've even brought students to Perugia to do mobile journalism research and projects and storytelling and publishing, and they all kind of mix together. When you bring that fabulous device that everyone has in their pocket, the smartphone, and you teach people how it can unlock their storytelling potential.
Yeah, definitely. And in the argument of storytelling, you wrote a great book. Will you tell us something about this? And hoping that you will find out someone who is going to translate it in Italian, because we need it.
It can be done. In fact, it's going to be translated into German, Russian, Chinese, and Japanese. So why not Italian?
Yeah, we will figure out something. We'll manage for a solution together.
I hate to sound like a big shot, but I do have an agent in London, and they manage those requests. And basically, it just needs a local publishing house to license it, and then it can be done.
Yeah. And what's inside this peculiar book? That the title is Mobile Storytelling. I don't know.
Yeah, it's Smartphone Video Storytelling.
Smartphone Video Storytelling. Sorry, so sorry. But
yeah.
Many books have similar titles, you know.
Yeah, it's my second book. My first book was called A Field Guide for Mobile Journalism. And this book was a response to many requests. It's like, when are you going to have the next book? Because the first book was just primarily about what the smartphone could do in 2014 for journalism, and that was, well, from where I come, with visual, you know, with pictures, you know, how do you take pictures that tell stories using your smartphone as a journalist? And so this new book is, if you will, like a recipe book. So it's kind of like you know, a Jamie Oliver book. It gives you 12 different types of stories, and it breaks you down. So you don't have to read it from A to Z. You can just dive in whatever interest you are, whether it's travel or interviews, food, you know, whatever interests you can get some knowledge, and then all the building blocks are there for teaching you visual storytelling with your smartphone.
Yeah. We can find it out in Amazon. And will you tell us something about the, you know, coordinates in which we can find out your job, because you have also a very, very, very interesting internet site. You sell video courses and so on.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm just a newspaper guy from Chicago. So I was a newspaper editor for about 15 years. Working inside newsrooms, I had many jobs: photojournalist, graphics editor, art director, design editor, news editor, page one editor, all around, you know, the visual reporting and display and presentation of nonfiction stories. And I started my career with a camera, and here I am now, several decades later, still with a camera. And I've been blessed to have an interesting journey. And it's all been based around giving back, providing tools and resources and trainings, which I started to do in 2005. So that's this book, I guess, is really kind of the book that Mark Settle asked for. After I wrote that first book, he's like, "Oh, so when are you going to do the video book?" And then I started to write the book, and then I ended up, and I was like, "It's just the wrong medium. It's just the wrong medium. I need to show people." So what did I end up doing? I got some seed money from a European company that wanted to say, "Hey, we'll sponsor you to do like 10 lessons in video journalism, mobile journalism." And I was like, "Okay, that'll get me a kickstart." And then I ended up producing like 12 online courses. You know, I've got almost 20,000 students online taking these courses. And again, it goes into, because, you know, video storytelling is such a big universe, they have to break them down into specific topics like mobile journalism or building a low-cost video studio using phones and an iPad, and kind of make them, you know, compact, even though some of those courses are several hours long, you know. And then I finally got around to writing the book that Mark asked for. So,
yeah.
So the process of making those online courses, that really challenged my storytelling, my teaching skills. And then through that process, I also made hundreds of mobile journalism reports. And I took 28 representative samples from that research, and that became the basis for the book. So really, this book kind of practices what I preach, and that is that you have to report in pictures and then you write to pictures. And that's the big gap. That's the big leap. If you come from traditional journalism and traditional journalism training, is that you have to learn how to use your camera to answer story questions.
Yeah, of course. I have to notice one thing that I think it's wonderful. You add a definition of your book, just like a Jamie Oliver book, because it's a book of recipes, but because everyone could have his own recipe to use mobile journalism for his own life and his own career. Last two questions. Is the smartphone dying?
I don't think so. Certainly, there seems to be a real gap now, and we're starting to see it's just like the income inequality gap, that, you know, the best smartphones, the most capable ones of for doing video are just super expensive. And, you know, I hate to see the loss of a low-cost entry model for an iPhone, for example. You know, if you look at my own kit, I will use other cameras as well as a smartphone and bring that footage into my smartphone or my iPad. So, you know, if I need to, I can get an Osmo or footage in for a stabilized shot, or I can bring a GoPro shot in. And I think really that's the world. I mean, yes, you can do a lot with your phone, but you can even do more with some other capabilities. But I don't have the latest iPhone XXXX, whatever it is, the latest X-rated. I don't have an X-rated iPhone. I have an iPhone 6S Plus. It's still the most capable phone. So I think that's always a temptation. So I need the latest and greatest phone to take the best videos. I can't do a movie without a Leica or a Sony or an Arri camera. BS. The music is not in the violin. That's like saying, well, I could never learn to play the violin unless I had a Stradivarius. Excuse me? I think this is the mindset that we have to break. The power is not in the device. The power is in you.
And last but not least, what we gonna do together in Perugia without revealing too much, because, you know, creating the interest. What we gonna do, me and you in Perugia?
Well, I think what we could do is show some case studies of how learning the techniques, and rather than, you know, which is the French word, the art of storytelling with a small device like a smartphone, is very different than the technique, which is the German word for, you know, equipment. And we just have to show some case studies. You know, I've just finished a 6-week certificate course that the United Nations has actually accredited Smart Film School certificate course in this topic. And so it just trained, you know, 26 people in 26 different countries using this. And it's already unlocking video stories with them. They're so excited about it. There's also, like I said, mentioned before, the student journalists from France that I teach every year. They come to Perugia now, and they swarm the event as they were all dressed in black. So I instantly named them the Mojo Ninja Squad. And every day we would have a morning meeting and say, what are you interested in covering on the schedule? What are you interested in covering on other topics? And then set them up, and then they would go, and each evening we'd come back and see what they explored, because each team would go out and they would try a different social media platform, for example, or a different storytelling technique. And then they put it all together at the end into one massive Medium post that really showed what they could do over 3 days when you had 12 reporters only telling stories with their smartphones. It was a phenomenal effort. Yeah. So that's one thing I'd really like to show, those two things, the United Nations and the EFJ students.
And at the end, we're gonna say, and we're gonna make the people who will listen us and will find us in Perugia, in the location that will be revealed with the program, I think in the month of February, we will reveal how to take and pick up all these instruments and technique of storytelling and create occasions of empowering and developing the career, the professional career, and making business, because, you know, as Michael, the godfather Michael Rosenbluth says, with no revenues, no journalism, no video content creation, no smartphone storytelling or whatever, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's an ecosystem, and it's still in many ways in the formative stage. I can also show an example of some of the media houses where I've been, you know, doing training over the years, and just kind of their feedback. How are they using Mojos? And then, you know, what kind of stories are they telling? So I'll have maybe a fresh interview from Austria and hopefully Singapore. I'll be going there soon.
Okay. It was a pleasure. All the best for your 2019 to Rob Montgomery and your team, and we will see you in Perugia.
Thank you, Francesco. I can't wait to see what you're going to bring to the talk as well.
E questo era Rob Montgomery, questo era uno dei più grandi mobile journalist d'Europa. Pensa, cara Elena, ben trovata.
Ciao.
Pensa che based in Berlin è riuscito nella sua carriera ad insegnare mobile journalism anche alle Nazioni Unite. E durante l'intervista ha raccontato del suo libro come di un libro di ricette, cioè lo ha paragonato a un libro di Jamie Oliver, perché questo smartphone video storytelling in fondo offre canovacci, e poi dice: guardate, una serie di canovacci, se dovete fare una storia, raccontare un prodotto, raccontare un'azienda, raccontare fare un'intervista, è questa. Dopodiché ognuno si trovi la sua di ricetta per fare lo smartphone video storyteller, e mi sembra una, come dire,
un buon
una considerazione, un modo interessante di fare un libro.
Sì, è anche un modo interessante per noi di iniziare l'anno, quest'anno nuovo.
Allora, io e Rob Montgomery saremo al Festival Internazionale del Giornalismo di Perugia dal 3 al 7 di aprile 2019, ma soprattutto la maestosa, bellissima e soprattutto bravissima Elena Inversetti ed io saremo qui a Mojo Days per raccontarvi come si fa a migliorare la propria carriera, vita, come dire, dire, fare, baciare, lettera e testamento con un telefonino in mano. Uno splendido anno si annuncia, mi pare, Elena, no?
Assolutamente sì, anche perché le novità sono continue, le novità non solo tecnologiche, ma anche di utilizzo, le novità di persone che sempre più si mettono in gioco, sostanzialmente però fuori dal nostro paese. Quindi secondo me in Italia il fatto che la terra sia ancora vergine può essere solo.
Bene Elena, buona giornata, buon anno.
Un abbraccio, buon anno a tutti.
Perché è sabato 5 gennaio 2019 e andiamo verso il fine settimana con le nostre incombenze familiari, e vi aspettiamo alla prossima puntata di Mojo Days. Ciao.
Presto.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.